Hey everybody, Nick here. Before we get the show started today, I just wanted to give a special shout out to someone of mine, my number one fan, my number one supporter, and someone who without I wouldn't be here today. That would be my beautiful mother. Happy birthday, Mom. Today is her birthday, and I just wanted to acknowledge her because without her, I wouldn't be here today. All right, guys, let's get this thing started.
Girl, ain't no telling what she's seeing. Living wild, she's just looking for a ring out there. Fresh prints, I just need a Tyra Banks, yeah. Couple drinks, yeah. Tell me what you think, yeah. And later on, we can take it back to your.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Millennial Revolver Show with your co-host, Nick, and your host,
Zaina Farah.
Welcome back, Z. What's up?
Nothing much, dude. Just hanging out. Excited to get on another episode.
You excited? What have you been doing this week?
You know what? I've actually been packing because your girl's moving to L.A.
Hey, shout out L.A.
Shout out to L.A. I'm so excited. I feel like
I'm excited too because I'll probably be out there too.
Yeah, exactly. You will be out there. Yeah. We'll be recording. New recording spot, like I like to say.
New studio sessions. I like that. New locations. New little view. Got the beach right there. Santa Monica.
Definitely.
Pier.
You know, change is such an interesting thing because as much as it's like a new chapter, it's almost like getting out of your comfort zone. Like place I've been staying at, been there for like about 2 years.
Okay.
So this new change, it's almost like,
you know, like a new fresh start.
Kind of like unsticking
kind of exciting,
yourself.
Unknown.
Yeah.
And it's like a mystery.
Definitely.
Kind of you yourself into. I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to have a nice little pulse on LA and bring that aspect to the show.
Definitely.
I think
definitely.
I smell a live show coming up too. I think we need to do that.
We might have a live show for our 10th show that's coming up next week to celebrate it. We're thinking of maybe going live.
Yeah.
Take some callers. We have a phone number I guess you guys don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll let you know about our phone number. You can call us and, you know, we could talk to our listeners and interact with you guys and
yeah,
see what's
let's get a little closer to our revolvers.
Definitely.
Be excited to do that. So I was really interested to see, speaking of L.A., my boy Shaq from the L.A. Lakers, used to be from the L.A. Lakers, has his own podcast. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, the Big Podcast, I believe it's called, or something like that with
cleverly
Shaq.
Named.
Yeah, right.
The Big.
Yeah, they were talking about, he had an interesting guest on this past week by the name of Kobe Bean Bryant.
That name sounds familiar.
A little bit familiar. Black Mamba, you heard of him? Five-time champ?
Yeah, number 24, but before number 8.
Yeah. Oh,
that's how you know your real one.
She's the fadeaways.
Yeah, so if you don't know what the history is between those two guys, is back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when really that they're at the pinnacle of their game, they used to bump heads quite often.
I think everyone that follows basketball knows that.
Yeah, there was definitely a feud between them, which is so interesting because they were really just a dynamic duo. Like, just
if you really think about it, it might have been the most dynamic duo in that time period. And some might even say, you know, in the history of the NBA, mm-hmm. although I think they'd rank like top five at least in duos.
Yeah, you're always going to hear about like Pippen and Jordan in that one. Yeah. I don't know what other one I could think of during that time period, though, to be real
during
with you.
During that time period, I would say maybe like a Chris Webber. The first year with that white point guard, what was his name? Not Bibby, even though Bibby's my boy.
Not Pippen? No, I mean not Pippen.
Jason Will, J. Will. Thank you, producer.
Thank you, producer.
J. Will. Yeah, so J. Will and Chris Webber was really
good. That just reminds me, remember the Kings were cool back then?
Oh, and the Spurs, obviously, Robertson and Tim Duncan. Back
yeah.
In, Robertson.
Well, they
playing.
Were them. There you go. So anyways, going back to Shaq and Kobe. So Shaq brings on Kobe on his podcast because he wants to clear the air just about
really?
Their fuel. Yeah, because he feels like till this day he still gets asked about it, specifically because these guys didn't keep the feud internal. They went to the media. They would
did.
Like say big things.
They did.
I think Shaq went as far as he wanted to kill him at one point. Like, look how crazy that was.
I wouldn't put it past Shaq to say something like that. But I know there was a big contract dispute. That's basically what happened at the end of the you know, championship run. It was, you know, do you keep Shaq? Do you keep Kobe? Organization decided to go with Kobe and let Shaq go to Miami, wins a championship with D Wade, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, definitely. So what Shaq was saying, you know, like, they were both young, and he's like, when we looked at it, though, we still won 3 out of 4 championships. So they didn't feel like they were doing anything too wrong.
They were dominant. And not only did they win 3 out of 4 championships, I believe in one of those playoff runs, they only lost one playoff game.
Really?
Or they might have went undefeated, actually.
I just remember they were just unstoppable.
I think they lost one playoff game.
Yeah.
They lost one playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, but they were saying that despite having these kind of fueled arguments, they felt like that fueled them on the court. Like, at the end of the day, it was just kind of like a business issue that they were having, and that it's not personal, beef is squash, like, it's a cool thing.
Yeah, I think you got like a quote right there from Shaq. What did he say?
What did he say? He said, I wanted to just clear the air and just let everyone know that, no, I don't hate you. We have had a lot of disagreements. We had a lot of arguments, but I think it was what fueled us both. So kind of going back what I was talking
and
about.
And you can see that. And I've heard of both, like, interviews from both men, and they talk about that, how they're kind of like brothers and their competitiveness fueled each other and made each other good. Also, a quote that I heard from Kobe from this podcast was, he said that he didn't fully appreciate Shaq until he got one Dwight Howard. Kind of taking a shot at Dwight right there. He's saying that he didn't appreciate all that Shaq did and his mentality of approaching the game and how he's just a vicious player in this, you know, down center. He said he didn't really appreciate that aggressiveness and that style of play until he got Dwight Howard, because Dwight is obviously not a Shaq.
You know, I'm not surprised to hear that, for two main reasons. The first being, if you watch Dwight play, he's such a softy for as big as he is, and the like what you would expect from him.
You just wish he would just be better. Like,
exactly. You're like, come on.
He almost could be a better Shaq.
Yeah. No, and two, I think as guards, because I play basketball myself, as a guard, I feel like you don't really appreciate a post player. You really don't until you maybe take on that position. I remember one instance we were scrimmaging or whatever, and I had to take on the post player. And it's not easy. I mean, as a guard, you think, hey, I'm doing all the shooting from the three. I'm dribbling the most, getting past all the defenders. Post just kind of hangs out there till I feed him. But it's a lot more than that.
They just kind of take that, you know, post player for granted.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like how some hosts take their producers for granted. Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into this next segment you wanted to bring up to me.
Yeah, so a little bit piggies off of the NBA players and that whole scene. So I wanted to talk about jersey chasers.
What is that? Are we talking about people who buy jerseys? Like, what is this? Like,
No. So apparently jersey chasers is the word that's been coined for, let's say, the super fans, the women that love these athletes. So that's what they kind of coined them.
Okay. So it's a term used for, I guess,
The groupies of the sport,
okay,
I guess,
so
you would say.
Oh, athletic groupies?
Exactly, the athletic groupies.
So let's call them jersey girls.
Exactly. So it's funny because just how the culture of basketball changes, even the culture of the way the women and this fit into the sport is changing too. Because, you know, in the past, what would happen is these women would try to get into the dopest clubs, the coolest parties.
VIP.
But now with social media, it's a whole nother ballgame.
Do it from work or from home.
Exactly. You know, it's funny because I read this article in Maxim, and they were talking about this thing. And they were saying that these players even have agents that scour social media and try to find these type of women, beautiful women.
Agents, or are these just the homeboys? Like, hey, go find me some tail on Instagram.
They're the homeboys getting paid. I mean, whatever.
So I guess they are agents.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just such an interesting thing. In that article, there was a sports publicist, and, you know, she remained anonymous, but she was saying, and I don't know why I'm saying she, it might have been a he.
Who knows?
But this publicist was saying that they estimated about 80% of NBA players use social media to find their woman.
And that's actually not surprising to me. I heard of a case, I was reading an article in GQ about Lisa Ann. Do you know who she is?
I
don't know if you vaguely remember a porn star who came out when Sarah Palin
was coming
out, and she was like the Sarah Palin porn star. Yeah, so it's basically her. And she's a little bit older now, but they did an interview on how she likes to, you know, date athletes. And one of the things that she says is that athletes come to her, like, because they know that she doesn't need their money. You know, she's well off, she's successful. They go, hey, is this girl cool? Like, if they're trying to check someone out on Instagram or Twitter, since she's so plugged in, they're like, hey, you know, is this girl crazy? Is she a gold digger? You know, should I date her? Is she not dating material? And she gives advice to them, like, no, this girl's crazy on Instagram, or no, that girl's cool, I hung out with her, you know, stuff like that. So
crazy on Instagram. So that's what the Instagram models, that's what their emails are for?
I guess that's what those inquiries are for.
Inbox me for business inquiries.
Hey.
Hey,
I guess
you
just DM though. I mean, right?
I guess. But it's so interesting you say that, how they like feel out the girl, because this article that I was reading, it was talking about how like why these athletes go after each other's exes. So I don't know if you know, but Khloe Kardashian was seen with James Harden. And she was actually with Lamar Odom for a while. So it's just so interesting. I mean, she's a celebrity herself.
Good for her, because Lamar Odom's a crackhead now. So.
Well, that's another topic we're going to talk about. But anyways, these guys go after each other's exes because they want them. They've shown the era of being discreet. Because the way social media is working now, too, girls can put these guys on blast. Talk about screenshotting things.
Yeah, definitely. I know
the scandalous pictures.
I know Mia Khalifa is known for putting people's stuff on blast.
Not even.
Oh, dude.
Is she?
Drake tried getting at Mia Khalifa, and he DM'd
That was just a story. If you don't know who Mia Khalifa is, she was at a porn star that got a lot of heat when she like did this like a Muslim like porn thing.
Yeah, she's
like
a Muslim
outraged.
Porn actress, and
she's not Muslim
it.
Because she's a porn actress.
Yeah, yeah, that's no.
You can't say that.
That's the angle and the image she's portraying.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, she screenshotted a DM from Drake and was like, "Nah, I like your hats and your music, but I'm not really into you."
I've seen really embarrassing one from oh my god, his name is totally slipping me. He was on the team that was in the championships this year, all tatted up. He's like, what's his name?
J.R. Smith.
Yes. So J.R. Smith, like, I saw some screenshot, like, he was, like, so, like, forward. He's like, hi, you want the pipe? Like, something like that.
Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. He just, like, proposed his fiance or something.
Oh, so I guess she said yes.
Yeah. No, that wasn't her, though.
No, I know. I'm totally teasing. But it's so interesting because even, I think there was an interview with Andre Iguodala from the Golden State Warriors, and he was saying how they even try to vet the rookies on the new teams.
Oh, really?
And kind of give them, advice on what to do when it comes to women and partying. So what he said is they tell them that, hey, you can have fun, but just make sure that you know that this is a job and this is a business. So it's such a weird thing.
It's very blunt, but it's very true, because I mean, athletes got to protect their assets, they got to protect themselves, and any little thing now can end your career, even off the field. That's Ray Rice.
Actually, Nick, there is a way that celebrities are finding themselves online, and they're being very discreet about it.
Yes, they are. Have you ever heard of Raya?
Not till very recently.
Yeah, I didn't know what the heck Raya was until I read about it.
Because we're not big enough to be on it yet.
Hey, hopefully yes. Soon. So, Raya calls itself an exclusive dating and networking platform for people in the creative industries. Other people are calling it the Illuminati Tinder.
Ooh.
So basically what it is, it's for famous people that have to get their profiles verified. I believe you have some outlines on what qualifies you to get in on Raya, because you can't just download it. You have to actually be invited and accepted into Raya.
Exactly.
You can't just be like, hey, I want to join. They'd be like, no.
They actually have a very special algorithm of it. So the first is such a silly thing. The first thing they look at is your overall Instagram influence.
Okay.
And like you just said, who recommended you? How many active Raya members follow the applicant on Instagram, as well as a committee's vote on it?
So it's not just anyone's getting in. You have to basically be somebody to get in.
It's very exclusive, like you said, or be somebody online or be somebody offline. There's all different types of people, from pro skateboarders to like swimsuit models, people that are like, you know, clothing designers.
And I think they even said they found Moby on here. Moby Wood.
Oh my gosh. Yes, there's all types of star-studded people. But like anything, the more exclusive it is, the more likely that these people are going to be using it. So that's why we haven't heard about it. There's ultimately been no media coverage about it. I think the only time it really came into the press was, I think, someone leaked Kelly Osbourne's like profile.
And I believe they have disciplines if you leak people's profiles.
They
or something.
Do.
You
they
were
have
me about
something
screenshots
exactly.
Or something?
So what happens is, if the person or if you're on it and you try to screenshot someone's profile, you'll get an alert threatening to kick you off the network if it gets leaked online. So very interesting to see
They're
that.
Super tight with it. Super on
so
low
the
key.
Celeb
locked.
Tinder, yeah.
And it's funny because in this article they're also saying that Tinder now is like the dating pool equivalent of riding the city bus. So that's why they have to come up with stuff like this. I thought that was a funny quote. I think Amy Schumer had a funny quote too as well, didn't she say, because people were making fun of celebrities getting these
apps. She was saying like people were making fun of like celebrities being online. She was like, oh yeah, they're totally right, we should just all die alone, like. So
and I feel like she's right, because on my first instinct I'm like, really, a famous person's like on like Tinder or something? It's like you don't think they would need that, but in this day and age, if that's how everyone's connecting, what makes them so much different from anyone else?
But I get the appeal too of an exclusive type of you know, dating site. Like, I don't want it, like, you know, if someone as big as like Mariah Carey, like, I don't want to be looking at
gold diggers
of, like,
and
exactly. So
people
when you're
already established, you know, or
yeah, so it's a bunch of the quote unquote elites, you know, of people that have their own thing going on. I guess
it's the top 1% Tinder, I guess. Yeah. We gotta figure out how to get on Rise.
Oh my god, you know what though? The bigger it gets, the more people use it. It's eventually gonna get a little leaky out there. So I'm sure we'll be hearing about it soon.
We'll see. We'll
keep an eye on that.
Yes. You hear the music, you know what that means, Z. Welcome to our rapid fire segment of the Millennial Revolver Show. All right, let's get it, let's go.
So apparently there's going to be a new definition to getting white girl wasted.
Huh?
You can be doing it at Starbucks now.
What?
That's right. The coffee house is diversifying. They're now going to be offering an evenings menu where you can order selected beers and wine and even some late night food treats.
What?
So look out for that. They're opening a bunch of new ones all across the country. They're still testing it out, but it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
All right, Z, first round's on you. Make sure you get me a K-pop, too.
All right, we'll see what I can do, but no promises.
All right, next time you want to Netflix and chill with somebody, you might want to check your playlist. Mm-hmm. Netflix has an expiring contract with two of its biggest movie producers, Lionsgate and MGM Films. So movies like World War Z, The Second Hunger Games, they're not going to be available anymore. They actually might sign to Hulu, so check out for that. But, you know, you might just want to check that playlist, you know, because you don't want her to show up or him to show up and you don't got a movie to watch.
Well, speaking of checking things out, we talked in our last episode how Instagram was censoring some things, and Twitter is actually following suit of that. They shut down a website called PolitiWhoops that's actually dedicated to spotlighting deleted tweets of political candidates.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so they had originally access to political candidate accounts, but now it was being brought to light that that has beginning to be shut down, and this is affecting over 30 countries all around the world.
Looks like that political money's always going to try to control that narrative, Z.
Always. Just keep your eyes up open. This is why we need our revolvers everywhere.
Uh-huh. All right, so I got a blood moon coming up for you on September 28th. Are you scared?
Not yet.
So a blood moon is both the darkest and brightest moon of the year. It's also called the super moon. You might have heard of it. So around 2 a.m., it'll be the brightest because it'll be the closest to the Earth than it has been in a while. But by 3 p.m., it will be completely eclipsed and not visible until 4:30 a.m. However, what makes it cool at 3 p.m. is you'll see the moon when it's eclipsed, it'll be red or a copper color, hence a blood moon.
That's cool. So I guess if your Netflix playlist isn't up to par, this is a cool new date idea. Go check out the blood moon.
Yeah, definitely check out the blood moon. Just look outside.
Well, that'll do it for the rapid fire segment this week. Stay tuned for more on the show after the break.
So, Zaina, we all know there's a lot of double standards in this dating game. We don't feel like it's talked about enough, so I feel like it's a perfect time to debut our new segment, Venus versus Mars.
Shawty, get it in. Shawty, get it in. Shawty, get it in. Venus versus Mars.
All right, Z, for this segment, I took to the streets, got the opinions of both my female and male confidants. Also took a couple emails and Twitter questions from at the MR Show on our Twitter account. And this is what I came back with. So first up in this segment, Z, what constitutes a player?
Ooh.
Now think about that for a second. Let it simmer in your mind.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are we talking about male or female?
We're talking about both.
Okay.
Because a player could be a female or a male. It's one of the double standards that we were talking about in the beginning.
Okay. I have a little definition for you.
All right, go ahead.
So I feel like a player is someone who dates multiple people, but with each person he dates makes them feel like they're the only one.
Okay, so dating multiple people, but making each person feel like they're exclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's not right.
Okay.
That would be a wrong definition of a player.
There's an actual definition.
So I'm going to give you a few of them. What constitutes a player?
Okay.
So you brought up the dating multiple people. Let me throw a couple questions at you, but since you brought one up. Is it player dating multiple people? No. It's only player if they know about each other and you're dating multiple people.
Okay.
Now, why is that so?
Why? I'll bite. Why?
All right. So that would be so because what you alluded to would be not player because you're lying to two different people. Basically virtually living two different lives.
Okay, but now you're saying, what is a player? versus is that player? You're saying one as a thing.
So
and
a
one
player,
as like
a player would keep it real. A player always keeps it real.
Okay.
So he wouldn't need to hide a girl from the other girl. He would just let it be known that's what it is. But his player would be so player that she would probably stick around.
Okay.
So that's scenario one. Scenario two, when you pay for dinner, is it player?
No, not under your definition then.
You would be wrong under my definition.
If anyone's listening, Nick has his own set of rules, so we're just playing along.
So let me tell you why.
Okay.
It is player to pay for dinner because a player always makes the other person feel as comfortable as possible.
Okay.
Does that make a little sense?
I see where you're going a little now, yeah.
Okay. Now stemming off that, let me get another question out to you.
Okay.
When you spend the night with someone, is it player to let them stay the night or to make them leave that same night?
I'm going to guess make them leave.
All right. I feel like a lot of people would guess that.
Uh-huh.
But no, that's wrong. That's not players. See, that is not players. To be player goes back to, once again, making the other person feel as comfortable as possible.
Oh.
However, with the caveat that that person should be gone by about sun up.
So like a almost like a mythical creature.
Like a mythical creature. If she's there sun up, she's just going to fade away into the light.
All right, well, let me flip the script on you a little bit, Nick, because we started this off with you saying this is about male and female, but right here I caught you using she. So let me ask you, if she pays for dinner, is that player?
If she pays for dinner, that might be the most players thing I've ever seen.
All right.
So it doesn't change.
I have the same opinion. All right, now let me ask you this.
I'll even elaborate on that. I feel like it's even player if the woman offers. I won't let her do it. But even if she offers, I feel like you might, like in my book, that's the same thing.
Even if she's just offering just to do the dance? You know, the whole, oh, no, I got it.
Yeah, no, it's got to be genuine. And we detect the BS, guys. So
guys detect the BS?
Yeah. So
probably because most of the time it's coming out of their mouth. So that makes a lot of sense. Uh-huh. So going back to the other one of your questions, if she is seeing multiple people and they know about it, are we calling her a player? Is society calling her a player?
Now, this is where I feel like we get into the double standards, because personally and amongst my friends and my sources and my knowledgeable decision makers, yes, she would be a player.
Okay.
Only with the caveat that, once again, those guys know about each other, or she's not lying and keeping two separate worlds. Because that wouldn't be player. The act of lying or just keeping someone in the dark, because a player always keeps it real.
Okay, well, let me hit you with something then. No. Let me hit you with a no. Let me tell you why I think this is a no.
Okay.
I think if a woman is seen with four different men in 1 week, I don't think people are going to call her a player.
No,
I think people are going to call her a hoe.
Yes, yeah. So I agree with you there. Now, what society's view on her, I feel that's where that double standard comes in. I feel males wouldn't get that same, oh, he's a slut, he's a hoe.
Yeah.
They would be like, oh, that guy's a player.
Damn, he's a player. So she's not a player.
But she is a player. And what's most player about it is the real ones, the real dudes that are players would recognize her game. And what she's doing as, damn, you got game, you're a player, and not for what society thinks she is.
Okay, I want to hypothesize. Bear with me. Same scenario. Girl is seeing four different guys in 1 week, but she ain't sleeping with any of them. Is she still a hoe? She's dating them. They're taking her to dinner. She buys sometimes. They buy sometimes. They're more than friends, but that's usually where the night ends.
Huh.
Is she a hoe?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think she's just the ultimate player.
Ooh.
I think that just might be the ultimate player right there, actually.
All right, now let me see if a double standard comes into play here. If a man is seeing four different women in 1 week, pays for dinner occasionally, sometimes they do, but he's not sleeping with anyone, is he still player?
Nah, he would be getting played. So if he's taking out multiple people, paying for dinner and not getting anything at the end of the night, I think he would be getting played.
Ooh, so see, there's double standards when it comes to both men and female. I guess this is where Venus versus Mars comes into hand. All right, well, let me hit you with a question then.
All right.
Is it player to hang out consecutively in consecutive days?
This gets a little tricky. So you're saying consecutive days, like you hang out with this person, maybe you guys spent the night with each other, and then instead of going home the next day, you guys are continuing to do things.
Or I'm going to hit you with, you guys spent the day together, y'all went home, and then the next day you came back. It wasn't necessarily that you slept over at each other's houses.
Okay, so either way, consecutive days seeing each other.
She went to work, you went to work.
My sources and I would advise against this. This is a tricky situation, we deemed it. Tricky because when you don't have that buffer day in between seeing each other, you're kind of establishing a pattern and an intent that you're okay with seeing that person every day. And you're sending that message. And you're kind of taking on a more serious tone with it. See, if you saw each other like on a Friday, used the buffer day on a Saturday, and saw each other on a Sunday, see, now that would be player.
Ladies, you heard it here. There's something called a buffer day.
Hey.
Be on the lookout for that. If he wants to wait a day, tell him, nah, we'll wait next week then.
Let me get that
I'll
buffer day
week.
Real quick. It's a real thing. So that would be a player.
Okay.
But no, I don't think it's player to consecutively spend days with somebody. Unless that person you're thinking might be the one you're going to date. If all these situations you guys are hearing and you have one specific female in mind, it might not apply to you because you might be going down a different road.
We're just talking about the game right now.
Talking about the
game
right
now. As they like
to
call it.
And the double standards. Now, Z, I got one more question for you.
All right, hit me.
Is it player to catch feelings?
It depends on the piece you're catching feelings for.
Okay, so that's the conclusion we came
to as
well.
I don't think anyone got on Jay for catching feelings from Bay. Feel me?
No, I don't think anyone got on Jay for that.
But a lot of people might have been upset with Nikki with the whole Meek Mill thing.
Okay, so this is what we came up with. It's only player to catch feelings for the right one. Because this is almost the rule one of player, is to separate your feelings and your emotions from the acts or act of what you're doing. So whatever that may be, you have to be able to separate the two and keep them in two different worlds so you don't, you know, go crazy.
What about the player in denial? What about the guy that's chilling in Egypt over here next to the river saying, I don't like this girl, and he's just straight up in denial?
Straight up in denial. Okay, so we have a lot of those. We have a lot of guys in a lot of situations and a lot of dudes we know that think they're player, but they have feelings for a girl, and that's not player because you're lying to yourself.
Flip the script on the female. Does it apply to her too?
Definitely.
She ain't player, huh?
She ain't a player. If she's out there trying to say she's a player, but then has feelings for that one dude, and she wants that dude always at her house at the end of the night, that's not player at all.
Okay, well, I know you hit me with your last question, but I have one.
Okay, go ahead, shoot.
Venus versus Mars. Should you care if your friend hooks up with your ex? Is that player?
Okay, so we talked about this. And it is player if you do not care if your friend hooks up with your ex. So once again, this goes back to separating your emotions from your act. Now, I think you even asked me, is it player if you hook up with your ex?
Yeah, I think I asked you that off air, actually.
Now, this is a question that I've had trouble with, and I can't come up with a good answer for. So we're going to open this one up to our revolvers, and we're going to take input on this question. And possibly in our 10th episode, we could even take a live conversation with a few listeners.
I would like that.
Because this is a hard question. Is it player to hook up with your ex? I think you're flirting with that fine line in between emotions and physicality, so it'd be great to hear from our listeners what their experiences have taught them.
Nick, are you endorsing the player lifestyle?
I acknowledge it, Z-Bird.
So
we definitely acknowledge the player lifestyle. We have a lot of friends that live the player lifestyle.
Yes, you do.
But no names, please. So let's go ahead and open this topic up to our revolvers. Hope you guys enjoyed this Venus and Mars segment.
Yeah.
We're comparing these double standards in this female and male world that we live in.
Just a little taste of it. We're definitely going to come back to this. This was just a little opener. We just wanted to get your opinion. And hey, if you guys have any suggestions on topics
or questions,
please hit us up on the Facebook at the MR page. We love to talk to you guys. You guys have been a little quiet. We want to hear from you.
And we'll continue after the break. Well, I had fun.
That was actually a very interesting episode.
Yeah, we just want to record something a little different. I know we're coming up with a lot of political and cultural topics for y'all.
Yeah.
We just decided to show you a little other side to us. You know, we are millennials. We live millennial lives, so we have other interests, even though we do love the political side.
Nick is always showing me his different sides, like when he walks outside without shoes on. This fool is never wearing shoes. Like, I'm serious. Like, and if he is wearing shoes, he doesn't have them correctly on. He's such a bum sometimes.
Hey, we live in California, so all I gotta say is, when you have big feet and things, you know, get sweaty, you just don't want to wear shoes, man. You just want to, you know, feel, you want to breathe.
Did the ladies perk up when you say that? I think they did.
Nah,
I think they did.
They probably clicked off. They probably turned off the podcast immediately. But also, though, Z, I have to say, is a poster child for being on time. And by being on time, I mean be here at 10 and she's going to show up at 9:59:59. She's so on time.
I do my best. I do my best. And Nick, I think we have one more gift for the audience.
Do we?
Like, we were talking about music. I know there's a couple free music shows coming up that we wanted to show them about.
So I wanted to get this in before we ended the show. We're always promoting new artists and new music. I got 9 free concerts for y'all because I know millennials don't have any money right now because the school loans are ridiculous. So if you want to check out a free concert now through September 10th, there's 2 more free concerts at the Santa Monica Pier in L.A.
We got a couple in Tennessee, I know. We got one in Oklahoma.
Got one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa Roots Rocks the Green. That's September 6th through October 4th. I also got one in San Francisco, October 2nd to the 4th. It's a free festival, hardly strictly bluegrass festival.
Yeah, get out of the house. Go listen to some live music, even if it's music you don't know.
And for my locals out here at the La Brea Tar Pits, September 26th, we got a free concert there, Tar Fist 2015.
I like it, I like it. But anyways, Revolvers, once again, this is the Millennial Revolver Show. I'm your host, Zaina Farah, always joined by my co-host, Nick. And we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to check out all our social media sites. See all these stories that we were talking about. And like we said, we really want to hear from you guys. So go ahead and touch base on our Twitter, our Instagram, and our Tumblr. You can find us at The MR Show. And don't forget our Facebook page at The MR Page.
And also, if you want to check out all this cool music we got, SoundCloud.com/suitmusic, SUITMUZIC.
Support the music. And we want to thank you for supporting us. Make sure to tune in next week.
All right, Z, I'm done. Let's get out.
Let's go.
On scotch number 3 for ya. It felt like love, drunk in love.
One more time.
When I get back to you. love.